Yeah, so the back of the book for this podcast consists of sort of new shows that we may have discovered or started listening to. So do you want to go first, Mark?
Sure, yeah. So my recommendation for this episode is a podcast called The Stage Left Podcast. And Stage Left is one word, so S-T-A-G-E-L-E-F-T podcast. Now, this is fantastic. I'm really into music as much as I am like computing and stuff like that. And this show,
you're a guitarist, I gather.
Yeah, I play guitar. Yeah, and this show is a podcast where this guy, he's an English guy, and he goes around traveling to see bands in various parts of the world, and he interviews not the main famous front people of the band, but another person who's part of the band. You know, that's why he's kind of called it the Stage Left Podcast. He interviews the figure who is part of the band that kind of holds it all together, but not the most famous one.
Interesting.
So this was introduced to me via, I'm a big Oasis fan, obviously growing up in the UK in the 90s, they were absolutely huge. And this podcast was introduced to me through one of the forums I read, which is all about Oasis and the Gallagher brothers and what they're doing now that Oasis have disbanded. And somebody recommended this podcast because they were having an interview with a keyboard player called Mike Rowe. Now, Mike Rowe toured with Oasis back in the 90s. He was on the Be Here Now tour. He then went and joined and played keyboards for Sheryl Crow throughout the early 2000s. He was with her for like 11 years or something. And then since Noel Gallagher went solo in sort of 2011 when Oasis disbanded, he's now back playing keyboards for Noel in his High Flying Birds band. And it was fascinating to hear Mike talking about his perspective of being in like one of the biggest bands in the world back in the 90s, but not, you know, but being the guy who could go into Tesco and buy a pint of milk without getting mobbed, you know.
Yeah.
And also his insight into the differences with working with Sheryl Crow, who's a very musicians type musician. You know, she handed him sheet music and expected him to be able to play it, whereas he's kind of always taught himself to play via listening alone, you know. And then he obviously went on to reflect on his recent years now touring the world again with Noel in his solo group. And it's been fantastic. There's been an episode about Sister Ray Records, which is a vinyl shop in Soho in London that I always used to like to go to pick up rare vinyl on Berwick Street. And
just around the corner from where I used to work.
Yeah, I wondered if it might be. And yeah, it's just been a really fantastic show. He's taking a break for the moment because it's all self-funded. So there's kind of six episodes out there that you can listen to, and there's more to come. But Stage Left Podcast.
Stage Left Podcast. Very cool.
Really worth checking out.
Awesome.